Brazil's payments landscape, PIX, DARIX, and more. It is fitting that an enormous country like Brazil would have a diverse payments landscape that encompasses cash delivery by local entrepreneurs, personal checks, payment cards, including instantly issued virtual cards, a phenomenally popular homegrown instant payment system called PIX, and a CBDC pilot project called DRX that is in its second phase. If you want to discover more about how payments work in this South American powerhouse, read on. Think of Brazil as a continent, says Helio Inoa, sales director, GND, currency technology in Brazil, with a smile. He isn't kidding. The nation he lives in is the fifth largest by area in the world, and with 216 million people, the seventh largest by population. Though Portuguese is the most widely spoken language, there are many indigenous languages, in addition to the mother tongues the various immigrant groups to this bustling South American nation brought with them, including German, Italian, Japanese, and Hebrew. It is highly urbanized. São Paulo isn't just Brazil's largest city, it is the largest in the Western Hemisphere, and accounts for 10% of the nation's GDP. Brazil's cities are cosmopolitan and tech-forward, with a growing army of influencers addressing the 80% of the population that are on social media. There is, of course, more to it than its famous cities. The rural sector is a huge part of the nation's output. It should be no surprise that the nation's payments landscape is just as diverse. There are still people that use personal checks, exclaimed Anuja. However, the people using checks are outliers, and there are clear trends we can see. PIX, the instant payment platform introduced by Banco Central do Brasil, Central Bank of Brazil, is the single largest means of payment, followed by cash and payment cards. Let's begin with PIX, as any conversation about payments in Brazil does these days. The success of PIX since its launch in November 2020, PIX has grown to become the most popular means of payment by number of transactions. The central bank states 45% of all payments in Brazil are over the PIX platform. It is used by more than 150 million citizens, or 75% of the population, and 15 million companies. Its overwhelming success initially was in the account-to-account, A2A, market. Individual users have the option of using three different sorts of keys, explained Helio Inoa. They can use their mobile phone number, their email ID, or their government ID. These can be stored with one bank each. You ask the other person for their key, said Inoa. They give it to you, you enter it in your bank app, add a value, and send. They get a message saying they've been credited. We call it doing a PIX. In a few short years, do a PIX is very much part of the lexicon in Brazil. Settlement is virtually instantaneous. There is no cost in P2P transactions to either party. Given its success with individuals, the central bank is backing PIX to succeed in person-to-business, P2B, and, down the line, B2B as well. PIX's popularity has made the jump to the e-commerce world, as a user can make online payments as well. Brazil's e-commerce sector is already worth nearly $100 billion. As it grows, so will PIX's market share. Point-of-sale POS transactions are a different story, though. Helio Inu pointed out that, as of now, there is still a charge for merchants to offer PIX at the POS. However, there is pressure from consumers and regulators to lower these charges. The central bank has also rolled out contactless payments with a functionality titled PIX by Proximity. Originally available through Google Wallet to users who have linked their bank accounts, it will be made available to all customers in 2025. Given the support from the central bank, we can expect to see growth in PIX's market share across verticals, including at POS, said Helio. There are cases in the Amazon where people have to travel 3 days in a boat to collect their payment and currency. How can we make it more efficient for the government and the people that require this help? Said Helio. Payment cards, resilient, but in surprising ways. I live in São Paulo, said Inu. When I go to lunch, I pay with cash. Around me, if it's a low-value transaction, people do a PIX. Higher values are normally paid with cards. But these aren't physical. Customers pay with the cards in their digital wallets. Inu mentioned that residents of big Brazilian cities have a heightened sense of alertness to bad actors, whether in the flesh or online. Tech leaders in the financial sector have responded with ingenious workarounds, including the immediate issuance of time-bound virtual cards from within a bank's app. It works for 72 hours after being generated on my bank app, said Helio. It has its own number and security ID, distinct from a physical card, and it gives us more security in our online shopping. In other words, even if it is stolen along with your phone or spoofed, it won't last long, and it doesn't contain any information that can link it back to the physical card itself. Wanted, CBDC with offline functionality. A banker involved in disbursing governmental support told an interesting story to Inuit. There are cases in the Amazon where people have to travel 3 days in a boat to collect their payment and currency, he said. How can we help in this situation? How can we make it more efficient for the government and the people that require this help? It hinges on infrastructure. If these populations have electricity and mobile connectivity, they can use PICS. Another alternative is a digital means of payment that combines security with offline functionality. Brazil's pilot of its central bank digital currency, CBDC, called Digital Real Electronic Transaction, or DARIEX, is now in its second stage. Individual banks within the nation's financial system have been invited to participate. The biggest commercial bank in the country, Banco do Brasil, BB, has partnered with G+D to test an offline payment solution that explores this specific use case, namely, tackling a lack of electricity and connectivity. A stated goal of the pilot is to extend access to financial services to underserved populations with limited or no access to the internet, and to do so by providing both a complement to cash and a digital means of payment that doesn't require having a bank account. G+D's in-house tokenized CBDC solution, Filia, is well-suited to such a scenario. A medium-term outlook. Brazil is large and diverse. It is also nimble when it comes to problem-solving and has been evolving its own solutions to the issues it faces. Ino set out a scenario for us. With many young people moving to the cities, there are places in rural areas where the old people don't have access to an ATM. In these situations, there will be a man on a motorcycle, someone everyone knows. Once a week, he collects everyone's debit cards and rides to the nearest town and withdraws money. He has their codes, which means he has their trust. He comes back and distributes the cash. Perhaps he pays their bills as well. Cash remains popular, especially with people who are used to paying with it, and it is more prevalent the further you get from the cities. It is especially important in the agricultural sector. Helio Inu doesn't see this changing. Cash, cards, and digital means of payment will coexist as Brazil adjusts to its own rapidly shifting landscape. Key takeaways. Brazil is huge and diverse, and its payment sphere reflects this reality. Technological ability meets entrepreneurial spirit on the ground. Virtual cards with time-bound validities can be generated in wallet immediately. Along with PIX, CBDC is another way in which more Brazilians can be brought into the financial mainstream.